2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Breaking news about this community and the changing world around us. Get important news and moments of encouragement on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. This is Utah's news station.
Glad you're listening this afternoon. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story on the 5 o'clock report.
Lauren McCluskey.
State investigators say much of what you've heard about a University of Utah cop isn't true. The claim was that he downloaded, shared, and bragged about having sexually explicit photos of Lauren McCluskey. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the results of the state's investigation.
The West Valley Police Department scoured over Officer Miguel Darris's cell phone, and they say they found no evidence that he downloaded the sexual extortion pictures onto his device. And the report says Darris showed the pictures to other officers, but did so to ask his supervisors what to do with the pictures. However, the report also says two officers said they heard Darris claim he could see them anytime he wanted, and another officer admitted he made a crass comment and claims two other officers did also.
This afternoon, Lauren McCluskey's mom said even if Darris didn't download the pictures, he had access to them and showed them to other officers on four occasions. Darris works at the Logan Police Department now. The chief there says they're still trying to get a copy of this report before they finish their own investigation. KSL News Time 501. We have the latest numbers on the coronavirus. Six more people have died in Utah, and Todd Fuchs has all the rest.
Jeff, those six now make a total of 327 deaths in Utah. The Utah Department of Health also reporting 421 new cases today. And while that does bring the state's rolling seven-day average to just 438 cases a day, the average positivity rate increased to 10.1%. It was sitting at 9.8 yesterday and Monday. And they say we have 184 people currently hospitalized. Utah's health department is also getting ready for when we have a vaccine. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has the details.
One of the biggest questions at hand, who is first to get vaccinated? Immunization Program Manager Rick Lakin says each state needs to decide where the vaccine is most beneficial. For some, it could be healthcare workers. And in other states, people over 65 years of age will be first targeted.
Lakin says a panel will review the CDC guidelines, but they can be adjusted as needed, and he believes vaccines could be available by January. Florida has passed the 500,000 mark for coronavirus cases. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, Florida also reporting 225 new COVID deaths, bringing its seven-day average to a high of 185. That puts Florida behind Texas, which has 197 per day. President Trump, during his regular coronavirus briefing today, doubling down on an earlier statement.
It's going away now. It'll go away like things go away. Absolutely.
The president making that claim despite growing cases. In the past 2 days, the U.S. recording over 50,000 new cases and more than 1,000 deaths. The death toll in yesterday's devastating blast in Beirut has climbed to 135. This woman lives just over a mile away and says the explosion destroyed every window in her apartment.
There was a strange kind of thunder / shaking, and then everything just exploded.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says an intense investigation into the blast is underway.
It's obviously a tragedy. You know, we mourn for the dozens, if not hundreds, of Lebanese possibly killed and thousands hurt.
He says the U.S. is ready ready with assistance. More than 5,000 are injured and many more are still missing. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Maria. A video showing armed militia members reportedly watching and surveilling Black Lives Matter supporters during a protest in Cottonwood Heights is raising concern. But investigators say the group wasn't breaking any laws. The video shows the group in a truck that didn't have a license plate watched the BLM supporters after they left the pro-police crowd. But Cottonwood Heights Police Lieutenant Dan Bartlett says their actions were legal.
You know, there was armed people on both sides of the street, and we had some citizens that expressed some concerns over that. But we didn't observe any laws being broken. They weren't pointing any firearms. They were within their constitutional right to have those firearms.
Bartlett says the truck did have a temporary tag in the rear window. Police on the lookout for two men who they say may be connected to an armed robbery in Taylorsville. This forced the Redwood campus of Salt Lake Community College to go under a shelter-in-place order. Investigators say one suspect took two boxes from High Gear Games and Hobbies before one this afternoon, and the store owner tried to stop him.
Actually chased them to a nearby apartment complex where a van was waiting. There was a confrontation, and one of the suspects threatened the owner with a gun.
Unified Police Detective Kevin Mallory says both suspects ran away on foot. Police believe they do have enough to identify one of them. The Salt Lake Police Union president says the mayor did not consult the union before making changes to the use of force policy. Stephen Winter says what he dislikes overall about the changes is the additional stressors that it puts on officers.
He adds another layer of process to use force in her levels there, that she's basically is the officers are going to second guess what they're supposed to be doing and what they're not doing.
Winter says morale in the union is very low right now, as the general insinuation of all police is that they're all doing something wrong. KSL News Time, 5:05.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
Salt Lake City PD responding to a crash on downtown's west side, about 5100 west and approximately 1600 south. We have delays for Davis County drivers. It's a slow ride northbound I-15 after the Highway 89 split up to Hill Air Force Base. Also a little slowing southbound I-15 in Utah County in Lehi as you're approaching SR-92. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com.